Peter and his companions were weighted down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Moses and Elijah, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." Now, anybody that's heard me preach on this passage before, I say, really, probably they made it nice in Scripture, because probably what God said was, "Peter, shut up and listen to Jesus." Right? You know, Peter's always the one that's speaking up, right? Peter's always the one that's speaking out of turn, isn't he? And God's saying, "Peter, hush up, please, and listen to my Son." Right? So, there's number one where Peter messed up. How about John? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 18, 1 through 11. John 18. I'm not going to read all of this, but just so you know it's there. John 18, 1 through 11. This is when Jesus and his disciples are in the Garden of Gethsemane and the men come and arrest Jesus. 18, 1 through 11. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen, came forward. This is verse 4. And asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" Verse 5. They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus replied, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they stepped back and fell on the ground. Again he asked them, "Whom are you looking for?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said, "I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go." Now, if we move on to verse 10, Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?" So once again, Peter stepped out there before he asked, didn't he? And he cut off this guy's ear, and Jesus is reprimanding him. All right? One last thing here. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 8. Page 44 in my Bible. 31 through 33. Now this is the third and final time I'm going to show you where Peter might have slipped up. Well, he did slip up. It's very evident in this scripture. Chapter 8 in Mark, verse 31. Then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo. Now, who's the Son of Man? Jesus, that's right. So, the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Jesus said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Now, just think about that for a minute, would you? Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, but turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Once again, Peter got ahead of the game, didn't he? Peter spoke, or did, without thinking. And when we compare these three scriptures to Matthew 14, we find, what did Peter do differently before I... Oh, well, it's already up there. So what did Peter do differently in Matthew 14? He asked for directions before acting on impulse, didn't he? Right? In Matthew 14, he says, "Lord, if it is really you, Lord, if it's truly you, if it's the one I've known for these years that I just saw feed the 5,000, with a few loaves of bread and some fish, command me to come to you." Right? He asked for direction before acting on impulse. We need to understand that each of us has a purpose, a design that is central to God's dream for the human race. I want you to hear that. That lifts our importance up just a little bit, doesn't it? Did you hear what I said?